Drama School. I'm your host, Grace Joan. If the space is a little echoey, it's because my apartment is extremely empty right now. And even though it's very empty, my perfectionist ass is like, this is not empty enough. Like, I still have a mirror, I have a fridge, I have all my kitchen appliances that I've not put away. Moving is a lot. It takes up a lot of brain space. I don't have a Korean drama to cover today, so if you are not interested in listening to my personal life, then you can just skip this week and tune in next week or the week after or whenever I will watch the next K-drama. Honestly, I'm not sure when that'll be because I am on the move. This is my last weekend in Los Angeles. Yes, my final Sunday. Today, I'm recording this on Sunday. It's my last Sunday in Los Angeles as a resident of this place. And do I feel like I would miss this place? If I'm being really honest with you, the answer is no. I'm actually ready to move on. I did feel emotional yesterday when I was helping my friend Alicia carry out my coffee table. I love that coffee table, but I also love Alicia. I want to miss her. And she's like a best friend to my friend. So she and I are not that close, but for whatever reason, like I just like developed a very strong bond or attachment toward her. So when I was saying goodbye to her yesterday, I felt like crying. It's very interesting how some people, like, you don't even know for that long, but you just feel so much more emotion and attachment toward them compared to people you've known for a very long time. But for whatever reason, it's like, it doesn't hit me as hard. I spent the week saying goodbye to some people. I'm going to spend the following week doing the same before I hit the road next Saturday, which is June 1st. My mother will be in town. I also have two interviews in Los Angeles for like promo stuff for my book. So it's gonna be a busy week ahead. Another thing is I spent the last 2 days filming a movie. Yeah, a short film with my friend Marissa. We co-wrote it, co-directed it, co-produced it. We both star in it with a lot of other clown friends of ours from LA. It's definitely a clown movie, and I had a lot of fun making it. It was a 2-day shoot, super tight, but we did it and I'm happy with it and I think it's gonna be great. Like, this is definitely something I get to cross off my bucket list. Like, I wanted to shoot a short narrative film and I got to do it. So, like, what more could I have asked for? You know, it worked out. So I'm really happy about that. I'm proud of that. And I've been eating a lot of pizza, so I am packing on the weight. I will say this though, you guys, I'm going to be teaching 4 courses in the next year. And 2 of them will be like one's gonna be on Korean film, one is gonna be on Korean television, the other is gonna be on Korean literature. And the other one is like media, but it's also like, it's like a hybrid of all things. And I'm gonna be calling it Korean Clowns and Shamans. Yeah, I think that'll be fascinating. So if there are like shows that you've seen where you see a lot of Korean shamanism, don't mention Minamdang, because like I tried watching it and it's just a shitty show. Like, I can't finish it. I've tried like 3 times. I was like, this is the kind of show I want to get into, but I just can't, because it's not about shamanism. It's actually about like, you know, them being a fraud. So anyway, can't do it. But like a weird show with a lot of shamans, like the School Nurse Files. That's like a weird one. She's a shaman, you know, of some sort. But that's a really weird and experimental course that I'll be teaching in the fall. Yeah, and I am very busy creating a syllabus for that. So if there are shows or like if there's just like a theme that you're interested in, just like mention it, you know, just say like, oh, I'd like to know more about this particular thing of Korean shamanism, or this particular thing on Korean clowns, or this particular thing on Korean performance art. What I'm noticing in my research is that all of them are kind of like the same. Like, all of them kind of encircle this whole like Gwangdae or clown aspect or idea. So that's a thing. But yeah, other than that, you guys, I don't have much else in terms of updates. I do have a lot going on, but I appreciate all of your kind support. I did do a show earlier in the week. A listener came. She took a book, got her own book signed, and that was fun. Like, I gave away all my books. Oh, the reason why I'm also like very dead tired is because I got my car broken into. Man, a lot happened this week. Yeah. First of all, if you're in Southern California, please be careful. Like, crime is up. Like, a lot of people are getting cars broken into, things stolen. So please be careful out there. Take care of yourselves. Apparently, like during the summer months, like tourism season, it's like especially worse. Crime goes especially up. So please be careful. I got my car broken into at Knott's Berry Farm parking lot. Somebody smashed my window and then stole my laptop and two cameras. And of course, like, I felt terrible on the day of, but it's, you know, how do I put this? It just happened in like the best of circumstances. I was with my friend Eric, a very supportive human being, like the kindest soul ever. We had a great time at Knott's Berry Farm, and then when we got to the parking lot, this is what was there. So he helped call the police. He took photos. He gave me the photos. Like, he helped me patch up the window with a cardboard box that he found with, you know, his own masking tape. Like, he and his partner like helped me, you know, stay at their place for a few minutes to like gather myself. It just like there was a lot of love there for me. And then after I got everything patched up, my friend Viet, who happened to be nearby, like, he took me out to dinner. I was just like in shock the whole night, just like staring off into space or like just panicking, freaking out, because I lost my laptop and I had work due in a couple of days. So the next day, my mom stepped in, helped me get a laptop. Of course, I had to like return it. It wasn't the right one, so I had to go and get a different one. Da da da. It was like a big mess. It was a big mess, but I figured it out. I figured it out by the end of that night. I also took my car into the shop, window was getting replaced, you know, everything was like happening, you know, having insurance, that helps. Also, if you guys didn't know this, if you have renter's insurance, like if you rent a place and you have renter's insurance, your laptop is covered by that. Anything that's like very expensive, like a phone or a laptop or a tablet, that is covered by renter's insurance, even if if the theft or damage happens like off, usually like theft, if it happens like away from your home, like I was like far away from my home, but still renter's insurance covered like most of my laptop. So goodness, please know that, take advantage of that. Cause I wouldn't have known this until I did some research, and I'm glad I did because it was really worth the payoff. So anyway, my point is, like, even though it was chaotic, I did lose some work because for the last week, like between that Monday and the Monday before, I had backed up stuff for like a week prior, but like that whole week I worked my ass off. That's why I had my laptop in the car in the first place. I was just like in work mode and I just had more work to do. I didn't need my laptop that day and it got stolen. But in any case, I lost a week's worth of stuff. However, I got all the stuff I needed, like literally the next day. I was able to rent a car. I was able to get another laptop. I mean, come on, that's great. That's excellent, you know? Like, so there's more to be grateful for, I'm realizing, than to be like sad or devastated by. Because everybody I said that to, like when they found out I got my car broken into and then my laptop stolen, they were all so shocked. They were like, you know, because it does sound like the worst thing to lose your computer, right? Like, especially because I work from my computer. Don't steal people's laptops. It's such an invasion. Like, yeah. Also, why are you stealing from a like an old ass Toyota? Like, why? That's just so insensitive. I know there were other cars in that lot that are like way more expensive, you know? Anyway, don't go to Knott's Berry Farm and pay $30 to get your car broken into. In any case, that was the start of the week, and now we're at the end of the week, and I finished filming a movie. So to say that I'm tired is definitely an understatement. However, it was a very productive and yeah, like it was like a good week of like lots of good friends, a lot of people who came to Van Nuys to hang out with me, which is, nobody's done that before, really, to be honest. Maybe like once during Christmas, but yeah, people usually never come here. I had a photographer friend come here, take me some photos. I got to ride a Segway this week. Like, it was like a very packed week of activities. So I'm glad that I was able to do that during my last week in LA. And I guess the next time I speak to you guys, I will probably be on the road. So be on the lookout for that. All will be well. So take good care of yourselves. I'll see you all next week.